on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time to take a look at what's happening in rugby league.
We just heard from Matt Parrish, the assistant coach for the New South Wales Blues, and it was good news for spectators. They believe that, or Matt believes, they've got to use the ball. They've got to chance their arm. They've got to control it at the same time, but they think they'll be able to wear down the Queenslanders, who are a little bit ageing. I wonder what Michael Hagan thinks of all that. He's the assistant coach for Queensland. G'day, Michael.
Hey, TK. How are you, boys?
It sounds like a good plan. You've got to stop it. No.
Yeah, well, hey, all the good plans come unstuck in the game of football. You know that.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't get too far ahead of yourself in Origin. I know that for a fact.
No, it'll be a tough one, mate. How's the camp been? Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about Cameron Smith, and you guys have really rallied around him.
Yeah, I think we're actually really good as a group. I mean, that was a bit of a tough situation to deal with. I mean, for the game, and I think for everybody. So I think we sort of dealt with that as a group on Monday, pretty much, and I think the focus is on trying to get our best performance, which we'll need tonight at Suncorp Stadium for 80 minutes, and that's the challenge. And we know New South Wales, you know, have been very good in both games, and we need to be better again tonight than we showed in Melbourne.
Yeah. So you don't believe it's affected the camp and the preparation at all?
No, because I think it's it's nearly a personal issue in some regards. I mean, I know Cameron Smith's had to deal with a fair bit of that himself, but we're trying to get that support around him, and I'm sure he'll deal with it in the appropriate way at the appropriate time. So I don't think there's much else he can do just now. I think, you know, a lot of people have attacked him and formed their own opinions, but I'm sure he'll sort that out. And, you know, he's a terrific young bloke, and he's been around this team for 10 years. So, you know, we know the type of character he is, and we know that, you know, that he'll lead the team well tonight at Suncorp Stadium.
That's right, mate. He's a leader. He'll be out there in that capacity tonight. No, Billy Slater, you've got Greg Inglis back there, mate. I don't think you lose a lot, but how's it been sort of shifting a couple of spots around?
Yeah, we've had a bit of work to do, I'd have to say. GI has played there before, played there in 2012 in a decider when Billy wasn't able to play, and he played very well that night. We've got Dane Gagai on the right wing and Will Chambers at left centre, a little bit of a different role for him. So we've had a bit of work to do, but we think, you know, our preparation's been good. Cooper Cronk's come back in and been really good for us on that right-hand side, and he's all about at full fitness. So haven't got too many complaints. Most guys are, for this time of year, pretty healthy. You know, Mal's looked after them mentally and physically, I think, as best he can, and we're hoping that that's good enough to give us our best performance or get enough energy in the team for 80 minutes.
Michael, with say Dane Gagai, who's got to play that right wing, what can you do with him, repetitiveness at training, or to get him more used to plays, or that defensive role in particular in the high ball coming across?
Yeah, I guess we've done as much, I think, as we can in a week, and understanding that, you know, he's got to get that done in the game. I mean, that's the most important thing. But he's alongside, you know, some very good players in Justin Hodges and Cooper Cronk and Sam Thaiday, who he'll be really good on their communication and supporting and getting back on those kicks and stuff. So I'm sure, and he's a competitive young guy. He's been around the team now for sort of 12 months, and he's, I think he's ready to go, and he's been in really good form for Newcastle. Carries the ball well. He's very quick. You know, if he's on the end of a pass or two from Hodges or a kick from Cooper Cronk, I think, you know, we've got our own share of point scoring tonight that we need to come up with, because we know that, you know, New South Wales have used the footy a bit more, and we're probably going to need to score some points.
Yeah, and as well as their forwards, Michael, they've been really strong, haven't they? I mean, I think that's been a shift, and the strength of the bench has been an advantage for New South Wales. Do your blokes or certain players have to lift tonight?
No, not really. I think our bench, from my point of view, I thought our bench in game two actually got us back in the game when they came on just before and after half time. We got ourselves back in front sort of after 10 or 15 minutes of the second half. We weren't good enough to hang on there, but I think our bench, and Josh Papali is part of that, of course. You know, he hasn't played since game one last year, but he'll be, he's got that really good mindset and build for Origin, so I think he'll be a really handy player for us tonight.
Your swan song, mate, is it, with the Queenslanders? Because your job's just getting bigger and bigger at Newcastle?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about that too much. I mean, when I accepted the role, we agreed that I'd be a part of the Queensland team this year, and then we'll reassess, but you never know. It's a bit like when you play, you just make sure you do your job and you get there and do what you need to do, and then reassess it after that.
Very good, mate. Well, it's the stage is set. We look forward to tonight. I hope you get through the day all right. It's some nervous energy there for the players, that's for sure. And play well, mate.
Thank you. All the best.